And welcome to the Valley Talk program on this Wednesday, June 7th, here on the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, on AM 1260 and 105.7 FM, as well as on 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. And on today's program, I'm joined with Randy Shinborn of the Riverview Health Foundation to talk about the Golf Classic. And I understand that's starting next week, correct?
Yes, our Riverview Foundation 18th Annual Golf Classic is on Monday, June 12th at Minocqua Golf Course. The Golf Classic has made a significant impact for our hospital and improved the level of care we provide. The foundation, we've raised close to $400,000 in the Classic's history, funding many priority projects focused on initiatives.
Wow, that's a lot of money, and I can't believe it's already been 18 years, 18th annual. That's exciting. So, so what is the Golf Classic supporting this year?
This year, it's supporting two different very important projects. The first one is Riverview Recovery Center. And with me, I have Curtis Hamry, the manager of the Riverview Recovery, to tell you more.
Thank you, Randy. I really appreciate this opportunity to share some of our vision and some of our mission of what we do at Riverview Recovery Center. You know, our main focus with Riverview Recovery Center is outpatient services. And we do that because there are so many people that work and have family and have childcare and need to take care of the little ones. And they need to have an option that they don't have to leave community to get help, but they can get help right here in our community. And so I just, everything within our services starts with an assessment. And the nice part is you can do a telehealth assessment or you can come in for an assessment. We do that right in-house. Also, the nice part is, too, we pretty much have offices throughout northwestern Minnesota. So we're in Crookston, East Grand Forks, Thief River Falls, and Roseau. And so, 10 miles from the Canadian border. And let me tell you, in the wintertime, it's kind of a scary place to be. But that's beside the point. So, you know, one of the things that people ask me from time to time is, hey, Kurt, how many people come through your office? You know, what is it like on an annual basis? And I said, well, you know, in Crookston, it's pretty close to about 350 people a year. In East Grand Forks, a little bit over 250. Thief River Falls, about 270, and in Roseau, about 285. Now, that's our averages. But when you think about the individual, and then you think about the family, and you think about the impact to community, it is really astounding. So, you know, people ask me, well, what are some of the things can you tell us about? What's a story you can tell us? Well, since we're talking about the Golf Classic, since we're talking about raising money, I want to talk about return on investment, because I think that's so important that people know that their money that they're giving to Riverview is being invested in something that has a return to their community. And right now, when you look at the research, when you look at what the government is telling us about what the return on investment is for every dollar that's spent on treatment, $7 come back to the community in families that are healthy and healed, good employees, communities that they're taking care of the addiction problems. They're taking care of all the other things that are happening here. Fewer people going to jail, fewer people going to prison. All of that is happening in your community then. So for every dollar that goes into treatment, $7 comes back to the community. And man, I'll tell you what, I'm looking close at retirement. I wish I could invest my retirement money in something and get $7 back on every dollar in my retirement. But we're just going to say this is what treatment does for a community. The other thing, too, is, you know, we talk a lot about what COVID did. But one, I'm just going to talk about something positive that COVID did, because I'm tired of talking about all the negative. And one of the positive things that COVID did was it brought about this change of attitude to have telehealth, that all of a sudden now we can do telehealth. We can do telehealth assessments. We can do telehealth individual sessions. We can zoom into someone's home, hospital room, classroom, workplace, and we can take care of the assessment, because in Minnesota, everything starts with the assessment. So I guess I just want to end what I'm saying so I don't take everything away from Randy. And that is we are located in Crookston, East Grand Forks, Thief River Falls, Roseau. And if you like to call us, there's just one number to get in contact with us, and that's 218-281-9511.
All right. Wow. Making my job easy, answering all the questions before I ask them. I mean, so much great information right there alone. I mean, as you said, it's such a vast area you guys cover in the recovery with, all the way up to the Canadian border, down to here in our area, in Polk County and Crookston and East Grand Forks, and in between. And with telehealth, too, it makes it so much easier for all those, you know, rural communities, the smaller ones in between. And, yeah, I mean, it's one of the nice silver linings we can take out of that yucky 2 years we had, or however long, you know, you want to put the COVID pandemic really at. So it's great to see that. And then, of course, well, there's obviously a lot more going on with the foundation, this golf classic, because there's another project being supported, correct?
Both important projects are so important. Mm-hmm. That's why I wanted Curtis to come with to tell you everything that he does and the impact that he does, that his program does. Our second program is called the Riverview Angel Fund.
Okay. And how did that kind of start? And what is the Angel Fund, I guess, in a sense?
The Angel Fund was started in 2011 by the family of Willard and Grace Reitmeyer in appreciation for the exceptional care they received over the years at Riverview Health, and particularly at the end of lives.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what's the main goal of this Angel Fund then?
The main goal is to help ease concerns of patients and families dealing with trauma and end-of-life situations.
Wow. So this is obviously some big, heavy stuff. And so what are some of the ways that this program has benefited the people that need it?
Some of the things that we've helped with is traveling expenses, hotel rooms for out-of-town patients if they have to spend the night, especially if they're driving long distances, and little things like stuffed animals for the Operation Hugs program to comfort our youngest patients. We supply books for families grieving the loss of a loved one, and funding for Sensory Santa events through our rehab services, along with when a family member has somebody in the hospital, we're able to help them possibly by bringing a meal up to their room. Having a family member in the hospital for a number of days, it was very nice to be able to do something like that. The Reitmeyer family is proud of the comfort the fund has brought to those in need and looks forward to expanding it more and more.
I mean, those are just huge things. I mean, again, either things you have to think about with, you said, travel expenses or staying over at a hotel in that situation. I mean, that's something that you have to plan on doing when you do have to have a stay, and you're far away from home, to something, again, so small and unexpected like just a stuffed animal. I mean, that could make the world a difference and really help out these young ones in otherwise a scary situation. So I already can't say enough good things about the Angel Fund with just learning about that. That is, those are some very, very big things that can really help people, as you said, in those very tough times. And it's not, that's not just for people who are going up for just a checkup, it's a certain situation, and clearly this is making a big impact. And so it's, 2011, so quick math, it was 12 years, closer to 13 years, right, of this being in part of our community. And I can't imagine how many lives it's touched. So that is very, very good to hear that that's one of the other projects or things being helping fundraised for the Golf Classic, which again is on Monday, correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, do you have any other closing remarks? We still got a little bit of time here.
Just want to thank everybody for all the support they did. The most rewarding part of my job is not only raising the money, but the impact that the money raises. And there's so many programs, and every year we have a different area that the Golf Classic and Giving Hearts Day supports. And we just have overwhelming response of golfers and supporters and sponsors of these events that help us raise the funds that we need. I just want to thank our generous sponsors, donors, and golfers to making this event a huge success. Every year we've never gotten rained out, so hopefully last year was a little warm, but we didn't get rained out.
It's looking good this year too, I will say, so that's a good sign.
We've raised thousands of dollars, which provides tremendous benefits for our patients and residents. We could not do this without the support of our donors. And I also want to thank you for having us today. If anybody's interested in being part of this year's Golf Classic, you can call the foundation at 218-281-9249. And we look forward to seeing everybody on Monday.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, we always appreciate when you come on because it's great information. You always have a great topics, whether it's, like I said, Giving Hearts Day, which was another huge success this year. That was very exciting to see those big numbers come through and Riverview being a top donor as well, getting that extra little bonus. That was very exciting to that. And then, of course, the Golf Classic, which, as we mentioned, raises thousands of dollars each year, hundreds of thousands of dollars so far, and it's since its inception, helping out such great causes. And it's kind of nice too that you guys do switch up the causes and projects as it goes on as well. That way, you know, one of the many different things you guys do doesn't get it spreads the love, as you can say. So it's very exciting to see that. And so, are there any spots left or for golfers or sponsors or anything like that for?
Yeah, we do have room for some sponsors. Mm-hmm. I'm working on more golfing spots. Mm-hmm. But if they have questions, they can just call the foundation.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed by the support we get from people. Even the people that don't golf give a gift or do a sponsorship, but they don't send golfers. They just find that our programs are so important and they want to fund them. So just call the foundation office at 218-281-9249 if you have any questions.
Perfect. And then, Kurt, do you have anything you'd like to add on real quick? I mean, we got a little bit of time here before we have to wrap up, so...
Yeah, just turn the microphone over to me. I'll talk. But anyway.
I can kind of get that vibe from you. So the mic's yours right now. You can go ahead and chime in a couple more times here.
I have a staff person that's going to be speaking at the Golf Classic as everybody's meeting, gathering, and getting ready to go. And she has a really cool story of recovery and what brought the changes about in her life. And she's one of our staff members, and she's from Roseau, and I'm really happy that she got the opportunity to share her story there. So it's exciting.
Yeah, well, that's a great opportunity for that as well. And again, for those golfers there, then you get a firsthand look at, you know, hey, this is why, you know, why we're doing this. It's another
Absolutely.
Great opportunity.
And, Absolutely.
And clearly there's so much good that comes from that, as you spelled out for us. It's just, again, can't be... and we're happy for the Recovery Center and all the success it's had so far in helping individuals in our community and the surrounding communities in Northwest Minnesota. So
yes, thank you so much.
Of course. All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you for stopping in again. We really appreciate your time. Best of luck. And again, the weather's looking good so far. Let's cross our fingers. You never know with Northwest Minnesota. So
yes.
Thank you. Of course. Once again, that was the Riverview Health Foundation Director Randy Shinborn and also Curtis Hamry with over at Riverview Recovery Center talking about the Golf Classic happening this Monday. And again, if there are some questions you have about potentially golfing or being a sponsor, call 218-281-9249. That'll do it for today's Valley Talk program. We're going to go ahead and take a look here real quick at the rest of our schedule.